Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Warriors Mavs, your Discover card key matchup. Real credit card questions require real people. They take your calls. Discover. Helpful U.S.-based reps 24-7. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. 3 Super Bowls, a couple Pro Bowls. Mark Schlereth, Fox Sports analyst. Did the Eagles-Washington game last week. Seahawks-Cardinals this week. Let's start with Jalen Hurts. He's getting better. He's ascending. He's not Justin Herbert the thrower, but it works. They're great at something. I don't even think they have a great offensive line. Maybe you know more. You would know more than I would there. But what do you make of Hurts and that offense, which is really in the passing era, is incredibly run centric?
Yeah, I think Jalen Hurts, as you mentioned, I think Jalen Hurts is growing. He's maturing. He's like any other young quarterback. You know, there's a lot to learn to be able to do that. You know, you think about all that zone read stuff and all the RPO game and all the things that you're responsible at the line of scrimmage for as a quarterback. It's very much like understanding the passing tree, understanding routes and route combinations, only you're reading defensive ends, you're reading defensive tackles, you're reading coverages, you know, from the standpoint of, are we going to throw this based on, you know, based on what kind of coverage I'm getting and based on what that run look is. So there's a lot that you're still processing, even though you're not kind of processing as a traditional quarterback. So it's not that he can't, it's that he's learning that experience. He's growing through that. And I keep seeing him get better and better and better. As far as the way they run the ball, Colin, they are phenomenal. I think their offensive line is great. They're big, they're physical. They can pound you. And here's the thing that makes them unique is that they're big and physical, so they can take you off the football in more traditional gap schemes and things of that nature. But they also are so athletic at every position that they can climb to the second level and block you in the pin and pull game, the what we call the transportation outside series. They can get their center running and get on a safety and get those guys blocked. So they have this versatility or duality in the way they can attack you in the run game. And I think they do a really good job of basically saying, this is who we are. This is what we're going to run. So here's our fastball. Can you defend it? And off their fastball, they have some changeup aspects. If you defend it one way, then we're going to change it up with something else. So I think they've done a really good job of coaching it. And I think it's exceptionally hard to defend.
Seahawks Cardinals, you have that game this week. You've been critical of Russell Wilson. Multiple sources, they're credible, saying there's friction, there's fissures. I would always rather keep the quarterback and move off the coach. If I think the quarterback's a top 7-8 guy, maybe Belichick's a historical exception. What do you think we're looking at in when the season ends? What do you think we're looking at March, April, May for the Seahawks at quarterback and coach?
Well, one, I think that you would be absolutely foolish to have Russell Wilson in your fold and to let him leave. To say, hey, they just can't get along. We're going to let Russell Wilson go. He is exceptional. And, yeah, I'm critical in that sometimes he takes too many sacks. But if you saw the way he performed against Detroit, and I'll tell you the other thing, you know, he's coming back off that finger injury that he had. I think one of the issues, he came back way too quickly off of that. They haven't had any solid running game until just recently in recent weeks where they have really figured that out. So new offensive coordinator and Shane Waldron, they're all figuring this thing out together. I would hope that you could sit down and cooler heads would prevail, right? I mean, there's always that time when you're angry or you're upset or whatever. I would hope that they could all sit down and realize, listen, we've been really, really good for a very, very long time, and we had an off year because of a bunch of different reasons. Let's figure this thing out and let's move forward together. So I would hope that would be able to happen. Now, if you say, hey, it's either him or me, then you got to get rid of the coach. I'm 100% with you on that. Although I think Pete Carroll's a great coach, Russell Wilson is that important to the franchise, and it's so hard to find those guys, as you well know.
Hey, listen, Harbaugh, the word is out there, Harbaugh. I've always thought Denver's the best available opening, but I also know you can't win in this league without a quarterback, and the Raiders need a coach and have Derek Carr. The Jags need a coach and have Trevor Lawrence. And Denver's got a much better roster than both, but they don't have a quarterback. So it's a twofold question. If Harbaugh, where's Denver going to go? Because Vic Fangio's not going to last. What is your gut feeling? Let's start with that. With that roster, where are they going to go and get a coach?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question because I'm 100% with you. Like, I've heard a bunch of people talk about, well, you don't want to lose Vic Fangio because he's a great defensive coordinator. What? Did you hire him to be a D coordinator or did you hire him to be a head coach? Which one? I thought it was a head coach, right? Because he's not been good at that. So, you know, that's like saying, hey, man, this chef is one of the greatest chefs. I mean, this guy can cook like nobody's business. He's incredible. Now, he does have a family of rats that live in his kitchen. But, you know, you got to overlook that, right? You got to overlook the rat poo. Because the food is delicious. No, that's not how it works. You get your restaurant shut down. So, yeah, he's gone. I really think if you look at Denver, who provides you an opportunity to, one, lure the best free agent quarterback? I think that's what you have to look at. Like, because you've been abysmal as an offense for the last 6 years. So who gives you the best opportunity to lure whoever that is? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it, you know, is it Deshaun Watson if his stuff clears up? Is it Russell Wilson? Is it Kirk Cousins? Whoever it is, who gives you the best opportunity that's got enough cachet about that particular individual to say, man, this is where I want to go because I know I can make things happen on this staff with this potential offense.
Yeah. By the way, the MVP voting, I'd give it to Aaron, Joe Burrow second. I'd consider, if I had like four or five votes, I'd give Derek Carr some. I think he's overcome a lot with dysfunction in that franchise. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a voter that said, I think he's a jerk. I'm not giving it to Aaron Rodgers. People did not like that. People did not like that. Although it should be noted, the two greatest quarterback seasons of all time, Brady and Manning, did not win unanimously. So, you know, it's just there's 50 voters. People have their own worldview on stuff, right? What do you, as a former player, though, when you hear a writer say that, how does it land for you?
I think it's ridiculous. A guy should have his vote stripped. It's not a popularity contest. It's about who played the best football. Four interceptions on the season. Aaron Rodgers plays in weather. Aaron Rodgers is just, I mean, you know, they've had issues like everybody else has had issues, injury issues, lost their best, you know, left tackle, injury issues. He hasn't played all season. They've had shuffling at offensive line positions. They've missed games with Devontae Adams. I mean, and the one constant is Aaron Rodgers. And he, by the way, he's played through both COVID and through a toe injury, and he's played exceptionally well. You may not like his stance. You know, I didn't agree with him talking about, hey, man, I'm fully immunized. I just thought that was weak sauce. But the bottom line is the guy is phenomenal. He's an incredible football player. You know, and I get people talking, well, he doesn't, his air yards per target. Are we kidding? Air yards per target? Maybe that just means you're not stupid and you don't take bad chances with the football. Maybe that's what that means. That guy throws dudes open. He has sublime skills. He makes throws that other quarterbacks wouldn't even attempt, and he makes them look routine. The guy's amazing. He's only got 4 interceptions on the season. I don't like, if you don't want to vote for him because you don't like him, then you shouldn't have the power of having a vote.
By the way, I was going to can we show this, guys? I want to show this thing. We talked about the third or fourth best quarterback in your division. Remember we talked about this? I'm going to throw this at you. So you cannot win. You can't have the fourth best quarterback in a division, and you better not have the third. So I'm going to show you a graph right now. So I think Zach Wilson is more talented than Tua. So if you look at the least talented quarterback in every division, I think in the NFC, it's Daniel Jones. You can argue back and forth. Pure talent, probably Goff. Fourth place. Carolina doesn't have they're a mess. Fourth place. And Garoppolo, I think, although I think he's pretty good, is the fourth most talented quarterback in the division. They finished third. So let's go to the AFC. So then you go to the AFC and you're like, okay, I think Tua is the fourth most talented. I think he's a poor man's Mac Jones. I think Zach Wilson has a beautiful arm. He's a better athlete. So Tua is going to finish third. That's with a great coach and a great defense. Baker at the end of the year, his current injured self, is the fourth best quarterback. They're finished fourth. Davis Mills, to me, fourth best. They finished third. And Denver's quarterback situation is fourth. So in this league, if you have the least talented quarterback, you finish third or fourth in all the divisions. And it leads me to this question. Joe Burrow's emergence is like, whoa! So he's the best quarterback, and Lamar has won an MVP. So if I'm Cleveland and Baker, I'm like, okay, I know he's better than Hurt Baker. But what if... what if Pittsburgh goes big and lands somebody? So it's interesting on Baker. He's not that punitive a contract. If you ran the Browns, Burrow's a superstar. Lamar's won an MVP. At best, we've got the third guy. What do you do with Baker? And then in March, free agency, do you make calls around the league?
I think it's a great question because I'm with you. I like Baker. You know, but I just don't feel like Baker puts you over the top in any of those scenarios that you just talked about. So, and you've got 1 year left on his deal. He's had the injury. You know, it's not only that he's shorter in stature. He threw a bunch of picks. I think he had 17 touchdowns versus 13 picks, something of that nature. But nobody's had the ball knocked down more at line of scrimmage than Baker Mayfield has over the course of his time in Cleveland. Here's the issue or the conundrum that you get into, and it's the same thing you're talking about with the Giants. Like, I think you know, right? I think you know. It's like we tend to look at players that have an outlier game or an outlier season and think, oh, gosh, if only they could be that. And then we kind of wash away what they've been for their entire career, right? Like, you wash away all the other stuff, and you go, but this one game, man, that one game, if Daniel Jones had that one game where he threw for 400 yards, he could be our guy. And I think deep down inside, you know he's not the guy, but you also know how hard it is to replace, how hard it is to figure that position out. So I think you start to just hang your hat on hope. And, you know, it's a bad strategy. Hope is a terrible strategy. But I think oftentimes in the NFL, it's kind of all you have. And so, I mean, there's no arguing. Everybody and their brother's uncle would tell you before the season started that Cleveland has one of the best rosters in football. There's nobody that would have argued that. And yet here you find yourself out of the playoffs once again. Why? I mean, your quarterback didn't perform. And injuries are part of that. I get it. But you know, I guess, you know, your strategy is to pray that maybe he figures it out. But the history of the league would tell you or suggest that that doesn't work.
Mark Schlereth, happy holidays, and you look fantastic, and have fun doing the Hawks-Cardinals game, my man.
I will, my friend. Take care, buddy.
Mark Schlereth.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Good stuff, Joy, with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
So Aaron Rodgers has talked a lot about life after the NFL, including last week, saying he wouldn't rule out retirement after this season. And yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show, he talked about how his long-term health will be a factor on when he decides to call it quits. He said, I've given a lot of my life to this game. I didn't start playing until eighth grade, and obviously playing 4 years in high school, 3 years in college, and now my 17th in Green Bay. At some point, the ride stops and you got to get off. You want to, I think, still be able to play, still be able to walk, still be able to have cognitive brain function when you're done playing. Those are important. He also said he's not considering a future in sports media, which.
I think I could envision Aaron doing some movie stuff, some music stuff. Yeah. That's who he is. That feels he doesn't want to be constrained by media.
Well, no, but I don't know that he's like a big part of our job is giving our opinions on lots of different things. And Aaron's good about giving his opinion on himself. But like, is he breaking down other teams other players?
Yeah.
And sometimes you find that players don't really feel comfortable being critical of guys, which is perfectly fine.
Peyton Manning has said, I don't want to sit around and rip guys.
Right. And there's different layers to media, obviously, but he's saying he doesn't want to get into that. This sounds right. This sounds like Aaron Rodgers. I don't anticipate Aaron Rodgers playing until he's 47 years old, 50 years old.
Right.
You know, this is a very Tom Brady thing. Like Aaron has other interests and he's obviously shown that. So he wants to walk away from the game when he still feels good. And look, with the way that guys are making money now and the way that you're able to make money outside of football, you don't have to play forever. And also, I still maintain like the LeBrons and the Tom Brady's, these are wild outliers. We're kind of pushing their longevity and, you know, the way that they take care of their body onto everyone else as if that's like the standard. Like we talk about Ben a lot, like Ben didn't necessarily take care of his body. Well, this like take care of your body thing is relatively new still. Like the TB12 thing is new. Russell Wilson's obviously doing it. LeBron doing this, spending the amount of money that these guys spend on their body. Like that's not something everyone is willing to do.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that you don't care about football, but you have to be wired that way to want to do that and be that consistent in that space. Everyone doesn't want to play football forever or play basketball forever.
Right.
Doesn't mean they don't love it, but like at some point or another, the exhaustion of the routine becomes a lot and you want to explore other areas of your life. So this is not terribly surprising coming from Aaron. The Packers are first in the NFC standings, as we know. They will play the Lions on Sunday and are 4-point favorites, according to Fox Bet. We'll see how long the starters play. I would think that they're not going to play Aaron in this game, but if he feels good enough to get out there, then we might see him for a little while. So the Washington football team will announce their new team name on February 2nd, a little under a month from now. Team president Jason Wright said yesterday, while we understood it would be a nearly impossible task to select a name that all of our fans would identify with as their first pick, we are very excited about our final selection, which aligns with our values, carries forth our rich history, represents the region, and most importantly, is inspired and informed by you, our fans.
Now, when does that come down?
February 2nd.
Now, there was a rumor Commanders wanted or something?
So, the final seven candidates are Armada.
All right, that's interesting.
Presidents.
No, boring.
Brigade.
Ugh.
Red Hogs.
Stupid.
Commanders.
It's something.
Defenders.
Don't like.
And football team, which is my vote.
I don't understand. What's wrong with that?
Some people feel like you need a mascot and think it's boring. I think it's actually very classy.
I like the hockey thing went Kraken. I don't even know what a Kraken is. I just like the name.
It's a sea monster.
Okay, so there's no such thing as a sea monster. So they just made believe Kraken.
I like the Washington football team.
So
I think it's very classy. I think it's very international. It's different.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to have. So what if you have a mascot? Like make it, I don't know, something.
Armadas, at least. I would have never thought of Armada. That's kind of interesting.
I don't like Armada. The only other one that I could get used to is Commanders.
That's something. It's something.
They are going to keep the same colors. The fans really like the Wolves and Red Wolves, but they're not going to work because of trademarks held by other teams. So stop tweeting about it because it's not going to happen. It's not available. And they've gone by the football team for the last 2 years. Keep the same colors. I like Washington football team. I think it looks very, very old school. I like just the numbers on the helmets. Like there's something to it there for me.
But yeah. I'm the same. I think it's different.
Yeah. So Tom Brady was intercepted by Jets cornerback Brandon Echols on Sunday. And he said that Echols approached him. Did you see this?
Yes. Now I have a strong opinion on this. Go ahead.
Okay. He approached him after the game and asked him to sign the intercepted ball, which he hasn't done before.
That was the first time. That was what a nice guy, young player. It was actually, it was kind of flattering. It's not often I've signed an interception ball too. I think that's the first time. So I don't necessarily like signing mistakes. Let me just say that. So that's the last time I'm going to do that.
So
I know it's the season of giving. I don't plan on giving any more gifts to people for that either. It's much better to receive than give from my standpoint as a quarterback.
My first takeaway was I would have said, I would have whispered to him, hey, I'll give you two jerseys. I don't sign mistakes. That was my first takeaway. I'm not going to give you my mistakes. Like, I get people all the time that want a selfie and they want me to say, like, Cameo.
Right.
I said with Cameo, I'll do Father's Day. I'm not going to rip your buddies. Okay, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
It's the same thing. I get people want selfies, want me to say stuff. And like, no, I'm not going to do that either. So it's like, there's just certain standards is, I don't want something live, you know.
You want something to live forever.
And I don't.
Well, I think he kind of got stuck in the moment. Which
he
is
did.
What he's
and like, it's
he
a nice, the
him.
Kid was probably, grew up and he, you know.
Right, he's super nice about it. And sometimes you're just in a position where you're like, I don't, there's all these cameras around. Like, I don't want to say no. I don't think it was as big of a deal as everyone was making it out to be. Like, also people were mad that like, you're asking for Tom Brady's autograph. I wouldn't do it, but I guess, you know, he feels like, look, like maybe I'm not going to get another opportunity to get to get Tom Brady's autograph.
And I'm certainly not going to pick him off.
Right,
probably.
I'm probably not going to pick him off again. You definitely keep the ball. I think you probably try and you know, contact Brady's people or something, which he's probably not going to sign an intercepted one. I'm with you on that, but it was a funny moment.
It was. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Spurn or return? Which NFL quarterbacks are moving on or returning? And there's a lot out there. Get fit and lean with M-Drive Boost and Burn, the supplement daily for driven men. Free shipping. Don't let age beat you. MDriveForMen.com.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing
keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, welcome back. So right now there's a lot of quarterbacks on teams that could move. Doesn't mean they will, but they could move. So we're going to call it spurn or return. Do you move on? Because, you know, these people have some market value. Or do you keep them? And we'll give you the reasons why.
Will Jimmy Garoppolo return to the 49ers next season?
I would move off him, spurn. Number one, this is why they drafted Trey Lance. He now needs to get all the snaps. Looked pretty good Sunday. Secondly, there's the argument, which is fairly clear, is he is the fourth most talented quarterback in that division between Stafford, Kyler, and who am I missing? Oh, Russell Wilson. God, I already forgot Russell Wilson. One bad year. But he's clearly the fourth most gifted quarterback, so you just can't have that. That's not your – you can't win the division consistently.
The Vikings and Kirk Cousins.
He returns. Listen, he drives us all nuts, right? But, folks, first of all, if you really look at the money situation, $45 million cap hit next year. So next year is the last year you want to have him. So I have no problem drafting a quarterback at some point. This is not a terrible roster. But the cap hit is just insane. So you're not going to move him. Nobody's going to inherit that. And the other thing is he has been top five in passer rating this year. And he is also, his touchdown to interception ratio this year, I just looked it up this morning, is 30 TDs and 7 picks. So there's nothing in college like this. And, you know, outside of an Aaron or Mahomes or Josh Allen, the players you could get that are better than him, their teams are not giving them up. I'm sorry, the Packers are not trading Aaron to the Vikings in division. So he's going to be what he is for one more year. He is a prohibitive cap hit next year. And then if you draft a quarterback this year, second, third, fourth round, then you can move off him. It's also going to be a better quarterback draft class next year.
Baker Mayfield, does he return to the Browns?
Well, I would spurn him. One, I think the city, the fans, and the media have kind of turned on him. I think it's pretty toxic. Also, now I've got repetitive injuries. He had three different injuries this year. He's a smaller guy, and he's not as athletic as he thinks. I think he's lost confidence. And there's an argument to be made. He could be the fourth best quarterback in the division. Now, he's not Joe Burrow, and he's not Lamar. So he's third today. By March, what if Pittsburgh, with that defense and that stability, lands a star quarterback? Then he's four. So I'd try to move him now if I could.
Well, Tua be back with the Dolphins next season.
I would spurn him. Again, he's not as good as Josh Allen. He's not as talented in terms of arm and mobility as Zach Wilson. I think he's slightly less talented than Mac Jones. So we're talking about with a great coach and a great defense, there's a really low ceiling. He basically doesn't throw the ball down the field. For the record, he's got Jalen Waddle. Like, Mac Jones doesn't either, but Jacoby Myers, his top receiver. So it's a very low ceiling with a history, college and pro, of getting hurt fairly easily.
Derek Carr and the Raiders.
Return. I mean, Hunter Renfro, his only healthy wide receiver, and he goes into Indy and wins. They don't have Darren Waller. I think it's an obvious thing. I also feel like he really feels like Mr. Raider right now. I mean, you have a new coach. And the other thing is, the Raiders' job is far less interesting as a candidate without Derek Carr. I mean, the only reason Harbaugh would consider it, I get Derek Carr and some nice offensive pieces. Darren Waller, Hunter Renfro, Jacobs. That makes it a very interesting job. You take him out. I would take Jacksonville over the Raider job if Derek Carr's not there, so keep him. He is part of the enticing part of this job.
What do the Falcons do with Matt Ryan next season?
Again, massive. You got to return him. Like his cap hit. Let me read this real quick what his cap hit is. $48 million cap hit next year. That's insane. So nobody's going to inherit that. Pittsburgh doesn't want that. And they don't have a quarterback replacement. It's a weak system. And again, Matt's fine. Remember, Carolina's a mess at quarterback. New Orleans doesn't know what they have. And Brady's getting old. So it's not like he's going up against Mahomes and Herbert and Derek Carr, these youthful young quarterbacks that are ascending. He's fine right now. They have to shore up the offensive line. Feels like the O-line. They've been working on this thing for 4 years. Like, they got to get that thing solved.
Russell Wilson and the Seahawks.
Well, you got to return. 9 out of 10 years, he's had a winning season. Their issue, and we played around with this yesterday, their issue is they've got multiple units to solve. The O-line, corner, wide receiver. People think it's a strength. It's not. They don't have an elite running back. So, you know, good luck selling Russell on we can make it. They don't have any draft picks either. So they don't have any cap space because Russell and Jamal Adams. So they're going to have to go in and blow this thing up. They got to move Bobby Wagner. I don't think they'll move Jamal Adams. Dwayne Brown did not have a great season. They may move him. If they could move Dwayne Brown and get somebody at left tackle. But you're not going to move him before you'd consider moving a 70-year-old coach.
How about Daniel Jones and the Giants?
It's over. He's not getting any better. He's never had a year where he had over a 90 passer rating. And he never had a year where he completed 65% of his throws. That was the knock I had with him in college, is that he played in a bad college conference, the ACC. He had a great offensive quarterback whisperer in David Cutcliffe, and he was still like 59% completion percentage. He's just not accurate enough throwing the football. He's cleaned up a lot of his turnover issues, but there's not a lot of ceiling here. I felt he was a reach at six. He is. There's a little Alex Smith here. He is a big, strong. He can move.
Yeah.
He's got a little of that Kenny Pickett at Pittsburgh. Like, when he gets running for his size, he moves pretty well. But I just don't think he's an accurate enough distributor of the football, which sort of matters.
Well, one of our rules, we'd know by Thanksgiving. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't. First of all, you keep him. Second of all, I don't know why he would leave. I just don't have any idea.
Challenge?
Oh, it's a challenge to win the Super Bowl. That's your challenge. I mean, listen, there's no perfect place to be. They don't have an owner. So he can't go to an owner and say, get me a left tackle. Like that. I think having an owner is a benefit to having a personal relationship. Because remember, owners, they fly their quarterbacks on their private jet. They're like buddies. Like they're Peyton Manning and Jim Irsay, they were golfing together.
Yeah,
they're
having Brady Kraft.
Yeah, I mean, you're hanging out. So that's the downside. I would love to have, I mean, if we didn't have an owner and we were owned by like all shareholders and I didn't have a boss. Like twice a year, I have to go to my boss and go, hey, can we get this or we got to stop this? That is the free agency thing I can get over, because the knock on is, well, they don't have free agents. I can get over that because 33% of them hit, 66% don't. There's a lot more money wasted on free agents than spent brilliantly on free agents. And they occasionally go get a Randall Cobb. They're not like incapable of landing an occasional free agent. The owner thing is just a challenge.
I don't think there's a better place for him. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh would but again.
Aaron. Like, we never know what's going on.
He's very complex. He's very complex. He is. It's okay. Most athletes, I always feel like, hey, it's faith family. Football family. That's good, too. But Aaron, it's Hollywood and ethereal music.
He's a very layered person.
Very layered. And most interesting people, most friends I have that are layered are fun and they're interesting. And sometimes you think, gosh, they're a little needy, but that's okay. Like it's okay. Not everybody is an accountant. Some people have like art brain, actor brain. It's okay too.
I like different personalities. I don't have to agree with everything that you do.
You know, my wife did today. It was rare. No, I shouldn't. This makes it sound bad. She asked me, she says, I have a friend, because I always tell my wife, you always bring these friends in town. They're called hotels. Why are they always staying with us? And she asked me today, she goes, can I bring her over? I said, I just appreciate the ask. Because I'm always like, you know, it's always like, you know, there are hotels all over the city. It's these are adults, right?
But you get to spend more time with them when they stay with
you. Right. The kids are different. Our kids come from college. They stay at the house. I'm always like, I don't know. But she asked me today. So I was so happy with the ask. I was like, of course. Yeah, I can't wait. That'd be great. I'm just telling you about
my... You
know
that was just a courtesy, right?
I know. I was going to text her and say, I know you've already said yes. You don't have to placate me. Like, I get what's happening here. But I didn't want to be too snarky.
You did the right thing. Just,
oh, thank you for asking.
Because she was going to do it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have a lot of leverage in the family. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. It's The Herd.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.